Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the meditation of God's blessed and holy word. Still asking the question and seeking by God's grace from the scripture to answer it for your blessing, what think ye of Christ? Our present study is in regard to his ascension and his present exaltation in heaven above. My beloved radio friend, have you never read the words that tell us in Philippians chapter 2, after the great atoning death of the Lord Jesus, Paul writing, Philippians 2 verse 9 declares, "Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name." My beloved, will you meditate upon the blessed fact, though the world gave him a cross, though wicked man nailed him to that gibbet of shame, though they crowned him with thorns and pierced his blessed feet and hands and side, and in degradation rejected him and spurned him, though the world treated him thus, what did heaven do? When thus the work was finished, and the ascension of our Lord took place, heaven welcomed him and gave him a place of glory yonder in the heavens above. And may I be reminded with you that that Blessed One is a man in the glory. He went back in the blessed humanity that he had taken upon the earth, the form of a human person, and in that body which will be his forever, that human body, though very God as well as very man, he is now exalted in heaven above. We would like to mention with emphasis the purpose of the exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven above. Oh, may I state, his exaltation presents to us this one fact, and many others as we shall consider them, his universal administrative authority. Can I quote the words of Jesus when in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, just as he was about to leave his disciples and as he had commissioned them to go into the world to preach the gospel, the Lord Jesus said, "All power," meaning all authority, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And did he not conclude that statement in verse 20 by telling them, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age"? May I repeat, may I imply as I ought to with emphasis, the Lord Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and in earth. What do you think of him? But let me go further. His authority and power is above all other intelligences, for he has been placed by God the Father in that blessed position. Let me repeat what I've stated, no apology for the repetition. His authority and his power at the present time in heaven above is far above all other intelligences. Let me quote the words that Paul has written by the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 and verse 21. Paul saying that when God raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. My beloved, may I point out to you that above all intelligences of which the apostle names, whatever principalities and powers they may be, they can be earthly ones, they can also and are heavenly ones. Name them, they may be angelic under the host of Satan, or they may be angelic under the God of glory. But whether angels or men, whether principalities and powers in heaven above or on the earth below, whether in ages to come, says God that he has placed his Son, the Lord Jesus, far above them all. For he has been placed there in that position by his Father. Can I pause for a moment in worship and confess with you that our blessed Lord Jesus has been placed far superior over all the universe, above all intelligences, whether human, whether satanic, or whether holy angels. Beloved, please take it in. The glory and the authority and the power the Father has invested in him far above all. There at the right hand in heaven above. May I go a little bit further to state, this blessed authority and power will someday be manifested in his coming kingdom, when all rule, and I quote the words of Scripture, when all rule and authority and power and every enemy, even death, will be subdued by him. And here are the words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we quote them beginning at verse 24 and verse 22 through 28. When the apostle writes, the end will come when Christ shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that God may be all in all. Can I very briefly, but concisely, and I hope clearly, explain in substance the meaning of the words that we have read? To that blessed Son of God, on the basis and for the reward of the work that he has done in providing an eternal redemption, being exalted at the right hand of the God of God above, the authority and the power that God has given him is yet to be manifested, when he will subdue all things, whether in the world, whether in the universe, that are opposed to God. He will subdue them to the glory of his Father, and complete the work that has been entrusted for him to do, to bring all things in subjection to God forevermore. His enemies, and the last enemy is spoken of, even death. My beloved, look, God has his purposes to fulfill, but he has the man through whom he will fulfill them. And that man is none other than his beloved and blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I beg of you, my beloved listener, to realize the thoughts that you should have and that I should have regarding the exaltation of the Son of God. Yes, he left the world, driven out of it. The world saying away with him, we will not have this man to reign over us. But he's coming back to manifest his reign, subdue his enemies, subjugate all, whether on earth or whether in the heavenlies above, that need to be subjugated under his authority. And someday he will complete it and deliver the glory of it to the Father above, that God may be all in all. What a Savior. Oh, beloved, let me go again where we began in our comments, to that scripture of Philippians chapter 2, and read or confess the whole section, verses 9 through 11, where in an eternal day there will be the universal confession of his authority. Let me read the words and listen to them carefully. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Beloved, meditate briefly with me on these words. He is highly exalted. His name is one now which is above every name. But will you please note something? There is to take place both in the heavens and upon the earth and even under the earth, in the celestial regions, in the terrestrial region, and even in the infernal region of the lost and the doomed. There is to take place the bowing of every knee at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, my beloved Jesus, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that name of Jesus is taken upon the lips of many in derision, or as a byword and a curse word, most unfortunately. But may I state, the time is coming, the eternal ages are coming, when both in heaven and on earth and under the earth, when the name of Jesus is thus manifested throughout the great universe, every knee will bow. Whether they are in the heavens, whether they are on the earth, whether they are in the regions of hell. My beloved, the exalted person and the present authority of Christ demands our recognition and our acknowledgement that he is one who is above all in the universe of God. Again, we close with our question. The purpose of our heart, the desire of our soul. What think ye of Christ? Beloved, do some thinking. Let your thoughts dwell upon this blessed person. There's no greater person that you and I can think of. God, by his Spirit, whether it be the saint or the sinner who listens, may truly convict us to do this to the glory of God, the exaltation of Christ, and the blessing of ourselves individually. Blessed Father, take thy word and sanctify it for the glory of our Savior, the blessing of saints, and even the salvation of sinners. In Jesus' name, amen.